All right, then. So let's get back to business. And I'm told that we have Sergeant Aloga Katapore on the line. He was a member of the PNDC. Songs were made about him, like children sang in the school playgrounds. And he joins us on the phone right now. So, Sergeant, thank you very much for your time. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So I suppose for me, there's just one question that comes to mind. What would you say is the way forward following what we have discovered in Scars of the Revolution?
Well, I personally think that Jerry Rawlings should lead all those of us who... but I was particularly involved in 31st December, but he hasn't been having been the person from 15th May, 4th June, and then 31st as well. I think that he should take the leadership and then apologize, you see, unconditionally for what has happened, not only to the individual but to the country as a whole. Because in many ways, what is happening now is exactly what was happening before we took over. So we've not moved forward. We've rather gone back with a lot of casualties. And the only beneficiaries being him and his cousins, who have made lots and lots of money. You know, and it is disgusting. So the starting point is for him to deliver an unconditional apology. And then encourage the other president.
Forgive me, Sergeant. I'm just supposed to, professionally mention that the accusations you're making have not been independently verified by us. This accusation of him and his cousins making lots of money. We haven't been able to independently verify that.
I agree that I haven't shown you bank accounts and so on. But, I mean... Come on, you are a Ghanaian. And every Ghanaian will make their opinion about whether it is true that he and his cousins have made money, as I'm alleging, or not. I haven't got a bank account and a printout of their assets for you. Maybe they can declare their assets.
Okay, so you've made the point of a need for an apology. And you've also mentioned that you yourself, had a role to play in the 31st December. Have you made apologies yourself?
Listen, I haven't got the platform, but any time that I get the opportunity and I meet individuals who have been hurt or were victims, I apologize completely. And look, I've not been able to talk about my role and so on about 31st, because I've not apologized to certain individuals yet. I need to apologize to those individuals first before I can talk about my role, what I did for the 2 years leading to the coup. You see, the other sad point about this is that the plan of this coup started, in 1979. So how could Liman and have had a chance to succeed? So, look, there were mistakes that we made, and we've got to accept them and apologize.
So, Sergeant, you have a national platform right now. The nation is listening to you. I can't think of a better time to apologize if that's what you want to do.
I was on TV yesterday, and I apologized. And again, what I want to tell your listeners is that, personally, however I was involved, and it's true that I was one of the key architects of 31st. I will never run away from that. And I can't apologize enough. I'm so sorry about all that happened. And the reason why there's a need for an apology is that nothing was achieved. You see, if we had achieved something, then you could say that, okay, even though there have been casualties, these are the gains. Now, there is nothing to point to as benefits. So look, on my part, I'm absolutely sorry, and I feel so stupid to have been part of this whole scheme.
Well, Sergeant Aloga Akatapore, I think you and I have a longer conversation we need to have, but this is quite a start. Thank you very much for speaking to us all the way from the United Kingdom.